And it's like, you know, you set up all this fucking Dylan Baker again being teased.
Yes.
And then you get to that third one and I'm like, but there was no setup of fucking Venom. There's no setup of Sandman. Why don't we use the breadcrumb trail that we set up?
Seriously, what happened there? Was there a big Flint Marko head at the studio that needed that to be included?
I do think so. I think this is a producer thing. I think it was because I remember hearing it was going to be Malkovich as Vulture.
Yep.
To do the Mary Jane storyline.
I think that is, yeah. I know for a fact Venom was, I think we talked about this on our episode of Spider-Man 3, but Venom was something that Raimi absolutely did not want to do. And yeah, it was just sort of like a, you have to do this. Because the Sandman feels very Raimi, feels very these movies.
Yeah.
And then the Venom is just sort of like, if you want me to do it, I can do this, I guess, kind of
it's
a thing.
It's just a different part of the Spider-Man world that he wasn't dabbling in. You know what I mean? And like, I think at least one of those Tom Hardy Venom movies are fine, but that's just like, it's just, it always felt like it's somebody else's business, you know?
Because it's this movie, the first two for sure, and parts of that third one, it's so indebted to the 60s and 70s Spider-Man, like the Kenny Make Rent, running around, girl trouble, blah, blah, blah. It's like Archie comics, but he actually has superhero powers. Like that is... And Venom is a 90s thing. It's very, very 90s. And it sticks out like a sore thumb when you put the two up against each other.
I do think I don't like what they did with that third one, but I do think they had to change something. Because while rewatching this, the thing I noticed is like, I am so done with him like not being able to tell this lady how he feels.
Yeah.
Like I'm like 30 minutes in, I'm like, get the fuck over with it. Come on now.
Yeah. I know it's not even that long of a movie, but I do feel like a little bit of a runtime here. I feel a little bit of a bloat. I think because we do dwell on those Archie comics kind of things a little too long. The thing is, I don't even dislike any of these scenes.
Yeah.
I just feel like added up, I'm just like, When are we getting to that exploding factory?
So you were really tapping your toe when that like Polish girl's giving him cake and whatnot.
my note for that is like, why not just fuck her?
Well, that's the question I have about Peter Parker in this film. You know what I mean? Which is kind of the beginning. You know, and it takes a while for Spider-Man action, to Eric's points for sure. It doesn't bother me, but I totally see that and I agree with it to a certain extent. It's the he can't be with MJ, his one true love, Kristen Dunst. That would be a bummer for anybody if you were that close and can't get there. But like, he's walking around, you've got fucking Betty Brant giving you fuck eyes, you've got like touching your chin, you've got your next door neighbor. Later in the movie, when he has a little more confidence, there's just ladies checking him out in the street. You're 2004 Tobey Maguire. Like, can he get hand jobs, or is it like, is he have to be a monk because the fucking Green Goblin's going to fucking kill anyone he sleeps with?
Well, I'll tell you, that's another really important thing, Steve, is this dude, I think, needs to play the field a little bit, just if anything, if for nothing else than just the experience factor.
Sure.
Because MJ, you know, she's out here, she's going to be engaged to John Jameson. You know that guy can fucking finger you all day long.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he knows everything to do downtown. He's got all the moves.
Mm-hmm.
And she's had that already. So, like, if you want to still win this girl over, man, that's great. You know, like, let's see what you can do. But in the meantime, why don't we get some practice sessions?
Well, because then don't you run the risk of turning her into a pussy wolf?
Yeah, that's true.
If he's fingering her after he comes back from space,
you're right. I'm so bummed when we got to part three they didn't put Pussy Wolf in the movie.
The perfect solution is for Peter Parker to have sex with his landlord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the landlord's daughter.
Well, no, the landlord himself as well.
Oh, just fuck that guy? Okay.
Fuck that guy and make it a public show of it, okay? Because you want that Green Goblin after him so you don't have to pay rent anymore.
For those of you who hit the back button three times when Chris talked about Pussy Wolf, that's because John Jameson, you understand, in the comics, turns into the Man Wolf for a while there, and like he's like an astronaut werewolf, which is a great idea.
So not Wolfman, Man Wolf.
Man Wolf. Yes. So there's that going on there. Also, your ex girlfriend fucking an astronaut. That's like. astronauts are just traditionally good fuckers. I just feel like, you know, you Buzz Aldrin got it done. I think so.
Well, here's a counterpoint to that. They're up in space so much, your muscles start to atrophy. And now when he's like got you on all fours and he's behind you, they're going to town. Uh-huh. And maybe his legs are like, oh, I'm so used to space. I can't keep doing it. Why can't I float here and do it?
Dude, but yeah, that's why, you know, they used to call Buzz Aldrin the mole man, dude, because that guy could fucking get down in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Steve, the little thing you said about Mary Jane is essentially the beginning of this, where he's like, Mary Jane, I love her so much. Giant Mary Jane on the subway and in the billboards.
Well, it's even worse because he's like, she looks at me every day. And I'm like, you look at her every day, fuckface. That's weird.
Yep. Yeah, she ain't looking at shit, dude. This is a perfume ad, pervert.
Because he is delivering pizzas for Asif Manvi here.
That's right. Oh, right. Totally.
The Daily Show man.
That's right. But this is, Eric, we were talking about this off the air yesterday or the day before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't think any of those astronauts are actually eating out. That's what I'm saying.
No, the other eating out we were talking about, dude. The fact that, dude, this pizza place, which is a real pizza place down in the West Village, to this day, people are still going there because it's the Spider-Man pizza shop. It's still there operating. No real seating, so you're just eating pizza outside, which in the summer you can forget it, but people do it. But he is tasked with delivering 8 extra large deep dish pizzas.
Deep dish pizzas in New York, and especially in 2004 or whatever, or whenever this was, you would never find that.
If he somehow could get the scooter with the 8 pizzas there without incident, maybe I believe it. Maybe I'm not thinking about it at least. But he has to swing these pizzas up and around, down and up. And I'm like, it is just a fucking liquid lunch in there now. Yes, it is just fucking garbage.
Those little pizza tables that keep the pizza down are doing nothing with the fucking centrifugal force. You know what I mean?
Dude, now I'm picturing a Toy Story-esque scenario where we're seeing into each of those pizza boxes and the little plastic pizza table guys are coming to life and they're just like, we can't hold on anymore. This is too much centrifugal force, Spider-Man.
No, are we in a laundry machine or a dryer? What is happening? By the way, there's folks, we're going to talk about the pizza here for a while. There's more to this that's insane.
Please.
Okay, so delivery in 30 minutes or less, right? That's a common...
The gag is 29 minutes here.
29 minutes.
LOL, yeah.
But his delivery radius is fucking insane. 42 blocks.
Nope.
It's madness. It's insane.
Why would you order pizza from basically another city?
This is a bad business decision, Mr. Aziz, okay?
But perhaps Simon from Die Hard 3 asked him to do it. Maybe he had to go through the park, you know?
Perhaps this fat woman wanted a pizza and she needed it right now.
But what, like, I'm on the Upper West Side. I'm going to order pizza from the West Village. That's also stupid for me because the pizza is going to be cold by the
time
you
get to it. It's stupid on the part of Emily Deschanel as this receptionist working at the desk. It's stupid on the part of Mr. Aziz to allow that delivery to get put in. You know, it's so not Peter Parker's fault. This is, I'll say it right now, we're talking about Star Trek. It is the Kobayashi Maru of pizza delivery.
It is.
You cannot make this work.
No. Well, and also, like, Mr. Aziz, the joke, the gag is, you know, it's Peter Parker. He's always late. He's done some Spider-Manning, off-screen Spider-Manning. that's why he's late. And he's like, you have 8 minutes to do this. So then don't even bother. No. It's just not going to happen. Like, just fire him right there and also call up this lady and be like, listen, my delivery guy fucked up. I'm going to refund your money. I'm not even going to make you the pizza. You know what I mean?
Oh, hey, I'm really sorry. This is Mr. Aziz, the owner of Joe's Pizza here. I'm a stupid fucking idiot, and I totally was fine with my delivery radius being like 80 fucking blocks. That's my fault. Me, as a moron trying to operate a pizzeria in Lower Manhattan.
Double that because he says, you know, if this happens again, I'm going to lose the customer. The customer just got a free 8 pizzas. Now, it's a mess. I give you that.
Right.
But it's free 8 pizzas. Like, if they don't care too much about the look of the thing, they're fine. They'd be like, maybe we'll get another free fucking 5. Let's get 10 next time. See how they do.
There is, I've told the story before, just the 30 minutes or less. One time a Domino's guy tried to, was late and my dad called him on it. And it was a really sad, uncomfortable situation. The guy had to come into the store, into his house, and like
what?
Call back, and like he had to like call his manager and be like, "Yeah, I didn't deliver the pizza, so we're gonna have to give this one for free."
Why would he call from your house? Why would he not just tell the guy when he gets back to the pizzeria?
Something needed to. There was some sort of. It was just a humiliating experience for everyone involved.
Yeah.
Man, that this now, gentleman had to now come in and be like, "Yeah, I make $6 a week, but
now let me." Because you're giving me some thoughts here, Steve. Now let me set the scene for us a little clear here. Now this is happening. Your father's getting the door for the pizza. You guys visible to the pizza delivery guy?
All want to see what happens because my dad was fucking counting the minutes
right.
for that 30-minute delivery fee, and you know 30 minutes are free. This is Domino's back in the day,
right?
And
because it was Domino's thing, I believe. Yes, Domino's started
right.
this
and then
whole
you,
thing.
You and the other kids looking at this guy with sauces in your eyes. Like, you wanted to eat 5 minutes ago.
But this is what I'm saying. I think you and your siblings saved your father's life because to me, stabbing, your father's yeah. giving this dude shit. And yeah. then he's like, okay, let me come into your apartment so I can call my manager.
Oh,
that door gets closed. Your father's in a fucking Law and Order episode now, right?
Exactly. Because guess what? Was your phone in the kitchen?
There was a phone in the kitchen.
I knew it, right? And then that delivery guy thought that too. There's a nice butcher knife in the kitchen too.
But so then he sees these four smiling kids. Yeah, exactly.
And then he steps back on it. He puts that back in his little sheath there and makes the call.
Because he's not ready to kill five people. He would have killed one.
Very risky killing a whole family, I'll tell you, because one of them could run out the back and maybe you didn't even see one of them. There's a whole litter of them.
Mm-hmm. Happens every day.
I'll tell you. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because maybe they got a good enough look at your face. I mean, all they really need is a hair color and a height.
Totally. Also, so when you get this pizza to this office building, we're doing a bunch of physical comedy with getting these mops to fall back into the closet. Very Sam Raimi.
Yes, very Three Stooges. Yeah, very Raimi.
But the one thing you don't do here, Peter Parker, you're fucking late with this pizza. It's smushed to shit, all right? You put it in a Gravitron. You can't go up and then make a Ninja Turtles joke to this girl who also doesn't give a fuck with your cutesy pizza time response.
It's the Deschanel sister, right?
Yes.
Emily Deschanel.
What I call the other Deschanel girl, yes.
That's what she calls herself, too.
That sounds like a nice dramatic film.
It does. I do love you get on his your classic Spider-Man-y in these movies thing. As he's swinging, he turns into Spider-Man, and Donnell Rawlings from Chappelle's Show is like, he stole that guy's pizza. IMDb trivia is to have you believe that this was the Stanley cameo, but something happened with the filming of it, and they had to redo it, and then they used Stan Lee later in the movie just to have a Stan Lee cameo. Because this is probably a better cameo, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
right. So
yeah.
What do you think, he had like heart failure that day, and then they resuscitated him for the other
cameo? Or they
cameo?
Just, it took all five. Oh my God, he stole that guy's Chinese food. Stan, it's pizza. Got it, okay. Pizza stole to him. No, Stan, Jesus Christ.
Stan, we don't say without papers anymore.
Holy fucking shit, he stole his pizza. Stan, we can't curse.
All right, I got it this time. I got it. No cursing. I got it this time. All right. Tragically, Pizza the Hut ate himself to death. Wait, that's not it. Oh, I'm sorry. I just, oh my God, I can't believe it. I watched Spaceballs last night and I got Spaceballs on the brain.
I got it. Somebody shoot that guy.
If you liked what you just heard and you want to get the rest of this episode, head on over to patreon.com/wehatemovies, where not only can you instantly unlock the rest of this fine program, you also get yourself access to hours upon hours of exclusive shows and commentaries you cannot get anywhere else. That's patreon.com/wehatemovies.